Chapter 3. Prohibition. Ironically, the United States government did something that increased the power of organized crime. It introduced prohibition. Prohibition made the production, transport, and sale of alcohol illegal. Why did the United States government create prohibition? We must examine part of the history of the United States to understand the government's reasons. At the end of the 19th century, some people started an anti-alcohol movement in the United States. These people believed that alcohol was destroying their society. They thought that alcohol caused crime, violence, and poverty. They wanted to protect society by abolishing this evil industry. These people formed an organization called the Anti-Saloon League Ohio. In the late 1860s, this organization started to put pressure on politicians to abolish alcohol. The group supported politicians who said that alcohol was bad. As the years passed, the organization got more political and public support. On January the 16th, 1919, prohibition started. Gangsters saw this as a fantastic business opportunity. They knew that there were a lot of people who still wanted to drink alcohol. They decided to import and sell illegal alcohol. Gangsters paid politicians, judges, and policemen to let them do this. The process of making, transporting, and selling alcohol forced gangsters to organize their operations. Men called bootleggers made the illegal alcohol. The word bootlegger comes from the American Civil War, 1861 to 1865. Soldiers who carried illegal alcohol inside their boots were bootleggers. Gangsters organized effective systems of transport to bring the alcohol from the distilleries to the speakeasies. A speakeasy was an illegal bar during Prohibition. Most people who wanted to drink knew where to find these bars. The entrances were almost always an anonymous door. The client had to say a password to enter the bar. Gangsters made enormous amounts of money from these operations. But the quick success of the bootlegging industry made the gangster bosses even more ambitious. They started fighting each other to control the markets. There were gang wars in many American cities. Eventually, one boss in each city got control of each major market by using violent methods. At the end of the 1920s, the majority of the population of the United States wanted prohibition to end. Some people believed that making alcohol illegal caused an increase in crime and a disrespect for the law. Other people thought that it was more important to protect individual freedom than to protect families from alcohol. The stock market crash of 1929 was another reason that prohibition lost popularity. Many businesses and banks closed because of the crash. Many families lost all their money. Unemployment in the United States grew dramatically. The government wanted to make alcohol legal so that it could collect more taxes. These taxes could be used to create social programs to help the poor. People also believed that the legislation of alcohol would create jobs for the unemployed. In February 1933, the government legalized the production and sale of alcohol. On December the 5th, 1933, prohibition ended. Organized crime lost an important way to make money. However, it didn't lose its economic and political power. The gangsters who established themselves during the 1920s were now the bosses of well-organized and rich businesses. When Prohibition ended, they found other ways to make money. To try and understand the enormous fortunes that gangsters made during Prohibition, we can look at how much money one of the most successful and famous gangsters in America made in one year. That man was Al Capone. In 1927, he made $105 million. The average yearly salary in the United States was $2,400.